While we're staying for many days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea, and coming to us, he took Paul's belt and bound it around his feet and his hands, and he said, "Thus says the Holy Spirit, this is how the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. Thus saith the Lord." Now, Agabus is not the first time he's prophesied. He also prophesied that there would be a famine, a point to the past. He's also prophesied that there would be a famine, and the famine came to pass. And Jerusalem needed for people to send them resources. You remember that. Here he is again, and he said, "This will happen." And when we heard this, says Luke, we and the people there urged him not to go to Jerusalem. People spoke by the Spirit, "Don't go to Jerusalem." We prayed and we cried and we left and we sailed. And then the daughters are prophesying, no word about what they said. And then Agabus here prophesying, "When you go, you'll be tied up like this." And everybody said, "That must be bad. Don't do that. Stop and don't go." We hear the prophecy. We interpret the prophecy to mean, "You must not go, Paul." But look how Paul answered in verse 13 of chapter 21. "What are you doing weeping and breaking my heart? Come on, you're going to make me cry. Stop, get up. What are you doing weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be in prison, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And since he would not be persuaded, this is the Paul who hears from God. This is Paul who 3 years he went over and he took care of business and then he came down and he went to important people and they said, "Yep, no, that's the gospel. You're hearing from God. You're right. We agree. Handshake, member, there we go." And here are these people, they're saying, "We heard the prophet, we're telling you." Do you remember Peter did that to Jesus? "Don't go to the cross. Get behind me, Satan." "Peter, I would die for you." "Not this time. You will later." Paul said, "I'm going. I have to go. I've heard from God, I know. And it's true what they say, and I'm going." Not, "It's true what they say, so let's avoid pain at all costs." No, that's part of what I'm doing. If your goal as a Christian is to avoid pain, you might not get to the will of God. Wow. I don't want pain. I'm not a masochist or a sadomasochist. I don't want to hurt myself. I don't want to bang my head against the hard rock of God's immovable will to try and get what I want. I want to be led by the Spirit, not fulfill the deeds of the flesh. I want to have all things through Christ who strengthens me done in my life. Are you like that? I'm like that. "Let the will of the Lord be done," they said. They were like, "Well, Paul's going to go. I guess God's will be done." And that reminded me of Job in closing. "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." We'll sing that song. What that God has given shall we cleave to? If this season is going to be about receiving from God and giving to others and helping those in need, don't get lost in finance. Because there are people in great need with needs that money won't fix. What that we have received from God will we cleave to? Will we button our lips? Will we keep our head down? Will we walk past a moment because I've got to do the thing? Will we push and push and push to get through the thing that God is saying, "Stop, you're not going there"? Like Paul to Galatia, "You're not going to go." Being led by God, he says, "Are you so stubborn that like a beast that is drawn by bit and bridle, does there have to be something in your mouth that causes you pain to get you to turn where I want you to go? Like a beast, like a brute animal, must I steer you by the calamity of your life? Must I draw you to your knees to hear me? Come to your knees. Meet me at your knees. Don't be dragged down there. Hear me and be led. That's the message of God to the church in Alva today. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, to be seized, to be clung to, but emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. You recognize that from Philippians chapter 2, yeah? What that we have received from God shall we refuse to give to those in need? Paul is obedient to follow God's leading, knowing the likely outcome. Prophets agree on the word of God, and though people may differ on the interpretation and on the response required, Paul has a choice to make, which other people and prophets honor. Regardless of their strong feelings, Paul will give out of what he has received from God. And though there are people there on that day who said, "Don't go, Paul," and Paul says, "I must go," eventually people go, "Well, you know, you've got to make your choice. You've got to live your life. That'll be your business. Let the will of the Lord be done." We can trust one another with choices, can't we? And you'll follow the course of your life and you'll be responsible for it before God and the consequences will come. But we support each other. We agree about what we hear from God and we go as far as we can together and say, this is the important stuff. And in this season, I tell you, the important thing is about receiving from God and giving out what we have received from God to others. Today, the author of Scripture instructs that, to receive from God and to give it away. So be sensitive to the way that God guides as he presents opportunities to give in your life as you walk around. And you're responsible for your decisions. It's not for people at the center to tell you what to go and do. You have to hear from God and be doing it. And people hearing from God all hear the same, generally the same stuff. The specifics of your life is your business, but hearing from God the truth is our business as church. And so let's pray. And we'll say, God, thank you. This stuff is true, and we'll get there. And we can trust you at work. And yeah, people see different parts of the same picture and interpret the significance of it differently. And please guide us, Lord. Please guide us and help us to understand your revelation of your will in word, in spirit, in fellowship. Help us to hold fast to that which you have given, and to be ready to do what you call for. And thank you that you've made us intelligent and competent equals in the room to speak and to listen and to weigh. And so it's a good thing, Lord. Thank you for bringing us together today and giving us your word in this way. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.